Now Jesus was then journeying by way of the grain fields on the Sabbaths. And it came to pass, on the first Sabbath, that he was walking through the grain fields, and his disciples were hungry and began, as they went, to pluck the heads of grain and to eat, rubbing them in their hands. But when some of the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Behold, why are your disciples doing what is not lawful to do on a Sabbath?" And Jesus answering said to them, "Did you never read even this, what David did when he had need and was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he went into the house of God, when Abiathar was the high priest, and took and ate the showbread loaves, which is not lawful but for the priests alone, and gave also to those who were with him? Or have you not read in the law, how on the Sabbaths the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and yet are guiltless? Now I say to you, that one greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'Mercy is what I desire, and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless." And he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So then the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." Then it came to pass on another Sabbath also, after he departed from that place, that he went again into their synagogue and taught, and behold, there was a man there whose right hand was withered, and the scribes and the Pharisees were watching him to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath, that they might accuse him. And they asked him, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man with the withered hand, "Rise up, and stand before them." And he rose up and stood. Then said Jesus to them, "I will ask you this, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good, or to do evil? To save life, or to destroy it?" But they kept silent. And he said to them, "What man shall there be among you who shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath he will not take hold of it and lift it out? Then how much more is a man worth than a sheep? Therefore it is lawful on the Sabbath to do good." And then looking around at them all with anger, being grieved at the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. But they were filled with madness, and began to consult with one another what they might do to Jesus. And the Pharisees went out and immediately held a council with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But Jesus, knowing this, withdrew from there with his disciples to the sea, and there followed him great throngs from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and all Judea, and from Idumea and beyond the Jordan. And his fame spread forth throughout all Syria, and men brought to him all who were sick, oppressed with various diseases and torments, the demon-possessed and epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. And a multitude from the seacoast around Tyre and Sidon, hearing what great things he was doing, came to him. So he asked his disciples to have a boat ready for him, lest the throng should overwhelm him, for he healed such a number that they pressed forward to touch him, as many as had diseases, and those troubled with unclean spirits. And the unclean spirits, on seeing him, fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." And he healed them all, although he charged them strictly not to make him openly known, in fulfillment of the utterance of Isaiah the prophet, "Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul has delighted. My spirit will I put upon him, and justice will he make known to the nations. He will not contend nor be clamorous, nor will an why in the streets hear his voice. A bruised reed will he not break, and a smoldering wick will he not quench, till he bring forth justice unto victory, and in his name will the nations have hope." And it came to pass at this time that he went out upon the mountain to pray, and spent all night in prayer to God, and when it was day, he summoned his disciples, those whom he desired, and they came out to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might stay with him, and that he should send them out to preach and to have power to heal sicknesses and cast out demons. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon whom he also surnamed Peter, and Andrew his brother; James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, these he also surnamed Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder; Dash, and Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew the publican; James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbeus; Judas the son of James, whose surname was Thaddeus; Simon the Cananean, who was called the Zealot; and Judas Iscariot, who also became the betrayer. Then coming down with them he stood in a level place, with a number of his disciples and a great throng of the people who came to hear him and to be freed from their diseases. And all the throng kept seeking to touch him, for power was coming from him and healing all. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on the mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. And lifting up his eyes on his disciples, he opened his mouth and began to teach them, saying, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. But woe to you who are rich, for you are receiving your comfort. Woe to you who are surfeited, for you shall suffer hunger. Woe to you who are merry now, for you shall lament and weep. Woe to you when all shall speak well of you, for their fathers did the same to the false prophets. Blessed are the lowly in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and revile and persecute you, and say falsely all kinds of evil against you because of me, when they shall excommunicate you, and denounce your name as evil, because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For their fathers did these things to the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, what shall make it salt again? It is no longer fit for anything but to be tossed out and trampled on by men. You are the light of the world. A city situated on a mountain cannot be hid, neither do men light a lamp and put it under a grain measure, but on the lampstand, where it shines for everyone in the house. In this way let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and give praise to your Father who is in heaven. Think not that I came to abolish the law or the prophets, I came not to annul but to fulfill. For verily, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one smallest letter or part of a letter shall by any means be removed from the law, until all shall be fulfilled. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one particle of the law to fail. Wherefore, he that shall break one of the least of these commandments, and teach men so, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but he that shall practice and teach them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you, that unless your righteousness abounds more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard how it was said to them of old, You shall not murder, and he who commits murder shall be answerable to the court. But I say to you, that anyone who is angry at his brother, without cause, shall be answerable to the court, and anyone who calls his brother empty head, shall be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and he that shall say to him, You fool, shall be in danger of Gehenna's fire. Wherefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and remember while there that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go away, first make reconciliation with your brother, and then come back and offer your gift. And why also do you not of yourselves judge what is right? For when you are going with your accuser before a magistrate, give diligence even while on the way with him to bring about a settlement quickly, lest he drag you to the judge, and the judge commit you to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. Verily, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last fraction of a cent. You have heard how it was said to them of old, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, that any man who looks at a woman with carnal desire has committed adultery with her already in his heart. So, if your right eye be the cause of your stumbling, pluck it out and throw it away from you. For it is better for you that one of your members perish, and not your whole body be cast into Gehenna. And if your right hand be the cause of your stumbling, cut it off and throw it away from you. For it is better for you that one of your members perish and not your whole body be cast into Gehenna. Furthermore, it was said, If any man hut away his wife, let him give her a writ of divorce. But I say to you, that if any man put away his wife, except for fornication, he causes her to commit adultery, and if any man marries her who has been put away, he commits adultery. Again, you have heard how it was said to them of old, You shall not swear falsely, and, You shall perform for the Lord what you have vowed. But I say to you, swear not at all. Not by heaven, for it is God's throne, not by the earth, for it is his footstool, not by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shall you swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your word yes be, yes, and your word no, no, for anything more than these comes from evil. You have heard how it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, resist not the evildoer. Instead, if someone strikes you upon the cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone should sue you and take away your tunic, yield to him your cloak as well, and from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold the tunic also. And if someone should compel you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to everyone who may ask of you, and from him who would borrow of you turn not away. And from anyone who may take away what is yours, demand it not back again. You have heard how it was said, you shall love your neighbor, and hate your enemy. But to you who are hearing me, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse and persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise upon evil men and good, and sends rain upon the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you, what credit is due you? For even the sinful love those who love them. Do not even the publicans the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what are you doing more than others? Do not even the publicans so? And if you help those who are helpful to you, what credit is due you? For even the sinful do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is yours? For even the sinful lend to the sinful, to receive the same favor in return. No, love your enemies, and do good and lend, looking for nothing in return. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Highest, for he is good to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be therefore compassionate as your Father also is compassionate, you shall therefore be perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. Take heed not to do your good works before men to be seen by them, else you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you are giving alms, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do, in the synagogues and the streets, to have the applause of men. Verily, I say to you, they are having their full reward. But you, in giving alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will himself reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners, that they may be conspicuous before men. Verily, I say to you, they are having their full reward. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, and with closed door pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And in praying do not babble over and over as the heathen do, for they think that many words will cause them to be heard. Do not, therefore, be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. You therefore should pray like this, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our needful bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also are forgiving our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their offenses, your heavenly Father will forgive you also, but if you forgive not men their offenses, neither will your Father forgive your offenses. Moreover, when you fast, be not downcast in face like the hypocrites, for they distort their appearance so that their fasting may be noticed by men. Verily, I say to you, they are having their full reward. But you, in your fasting, groom your head with oil and wash your face, that your fasting may not be noticed by men, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. Store not up for yourselves treasures on the earth, where moth and corrosion destroy, and where thieves dig through and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor corrosion destroys and where thieves do not dig through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The body's source of light is the eye. If therefore your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light, but if your eye is diseased, your whole body will be filled with darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how deep the darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and riches. Wherefore, I say to you, be not anxious about your life, what you shall eat or drink, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than what you eat, and the body than what you wear? Behold the fowls of the air, how they sow not, neither reap nor gather into a storehouse or granary, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you worth much more than they? And who of you by being anxious can add the shortest measure to his life? If then you cannot do what is least in importance, why are you anxious about the rest? So why are you troubled about raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin, yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God thus clothes the plant life of the field, which is here today and is tossed into a furnace tomorrow, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith? Therefore say not anxiously, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what clothing shall we have? Do not be of doubting mind. For all of these things all the peoples of the world are seeking, and your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. So be not anxious concerning tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for its own needs. Today's trouble is sufficient for today. Furthermore, judge not, lest you be judged. For in the same way you judge, you will be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Release, and you will be released. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will men pour out into your lap. For with the measure you use will it be measured to you in return. Then he spoke to them in a similitude, can a blind man guide the blind? Will not both of them fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, and everyone perfectly taught will resemble his teacher. But why do you glare at the speck in your brother's eye, but see not the piece of lumber in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye, when lo, you yourself do not see the piece of lumber in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take out the piece of lumber from your own eye, and then will you see clearly to take out the speck from your brother's eye. Give not that which is holy to the dogs, nor pour out your pearls before the swine, lest the latter trample on them with their feet, and they should turn around and wound you. Ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who is seeking finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. For what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a serpent?